Hi, this is your weekly travel technology update with your hosts, Stephen Joyce from Travel and Tourism Technology Trends, and me, Philip Keynes from Tourism Tide. The weekly travel technology update is brought to you by Resgo.com. My friend Norm Rose with Focusrite just recently brought to my attention the fact that AirCell is bringing a Wi-Fi program to the airlines. AirCell's business model allows for revenue sharing, which should really help for adoption from the major airlines. American Airlines and Virgin America are the two launch customers for this project. Virgin hopes to have seat-back connection to the Wi-Fi so that everybody, even if you don't have a PDA or laptop, will be able to use the service. With demand being so high for Wi-Fi service on flights, you can look for this service on major airlines in the near future. This week's website review is going to take a look at TripCart, which was started by Elliot Cohen and Yotam Lutz. If you're planning a vacation in the United States, TripCart's a great resource for planning activities and nightlife for the area that you're going to. This map-based website will bring up different interest points in the geographic area that you're staying in. It's very dynamic and you can quickly add these different attractions to your itinerary and then print out a list of all the attractions that you're planning on going to. For your next travels in the United States, I recommend going to TripCart.com to help plan your activities and attractions. I was recently talking about booking trends with my friend Robert from Atlanta Submarine Tours, and he told me that tourists are hesitant to pre-book tours before they arrive at a destination. Is this changing? Are people now booking their tours and activities before they depart to a destination? Consumers are now able to package activities and tours into their bookings on large sites like Travelocity and Expedia. You just have to wonder what it really costs a tour provider to sell their tours through these distribution channels. eHotelier estimates that it's about 5 to 10 times more expensive to sell your product through other online distribution channels than it is to sell directly through your own website. So what distribution channels do you use? Is it time that you sell directly to your customers?
Hi, this is Stephen Joyce from the Travel and Tourism Technology Trends blog. I've got a few items that I wanted to bring up this week. To start with, T-List, we have a confirmation that the Blogger Summit and Workshop will be happening at ITB Berlin. We're very excited about that announcement. We've been working very hard with Bruce Broussard, VP of Marketing over at Focusrite, with Jens Strainhart, who is the managing editor of the Tips from the T-List book and is also the executive director of marketing and CRM at the Canadian Tourism Commission, as well as the folks at ITB, Phil and myself. We've been in discussions for the last couple of weeks trying to get this blogger workshop sorted out, and I think we've managed to find a solution that will work really well, and we're really excited about it. So keep your eyes and ears open for that update coming out probably next month about the blogger workshop and summit at ITB Berlin. So make sure you mark March 5th to 9th, 2008 on your calendar for ITB Berlin. Next on the plate, we have some new Visa and MasterCard rules coming out next year. This will affect not only travel suppliers, but basically anybody that does e-commerce in the new year. Although the rules won't take effect until the middle of the year, basically what the Visa and MasterCard PCI and CISP rules will enforce is that anybody doing e-commerce online will need to be using a software solution or a provider that is either PCI compliant or CISP compliant in the new year. What does that mean for our small travel suppliers that are out there? Well, if you're going to be doing bookings online, you better make sure that your supplier supports either the CISP or PCI standards. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. We'll keep you updated as that progresses. And finally, on the green travel front, there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about carbon offsets and carbon offsetting your vacations. There's been several studies out of the UK that have come out. You may have read a couple of them on my blog over the last couple of weeks that have basically shown that consumers are really not all that interested in offsetting their carbon. And there's been a lot of discussion about who should be doing that work of offsetting the carbon, whether it's the consumers, whether we should put it on the consumers, or whether suppliers need to be taking the initiative and building carbon offsetting directly into their products. We're not sure where that's going to go right now, but for those travel suppliers that are out there that are thinking about this, or thinking about doing carbon offsetting, I highly recommend that you do your research. Make sure that if you're being approached by a carbon offsetting company or an organization that sells carbon offsets and would like to partner with you, make sure you really do your research. Check them out online and make sure that they're legitimate. Right now, there's a lot of companies coming out doing this, and it really is a buyer beware type environment. Really make sure that those companies are legitimate when you get into partnerships with them. That's it for me, and so I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and our next travel technology update will be coming to you in January. Take care, everyone, and have a great holiday season.